Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Akev Sheni, the second Aliyah in Parshas Akev. The topic of today's Aliyah is Hashem giving strength to the nation of Israel. Our Aliyah is 13 psukim long. We are running from Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph, to Perek Tes, Pasuk Gimel. Let's take a look at a basic summary and then some brief points to ponder. First, Moshe Rabbeinu warns the nation of Israel not to forget Hashem and then not keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs. The concern is, how will they arrive at this? You'll eat, you'll be satisfied, you'll build big houses, you'll settle down and have great material success. At which point, v'ram levavcha, your heart will be elevated and right, and you'll forget that Hashem brought you out of slavery and brought you through all the deserts and dangers to get you to this place and fed you along the way to make you strong in the end. And what you're going to say is, koichi v'oitzem yadi asale sachayla. Zoyas, the strength of my hand, my power, brought me all of this. Rather, you need to remember that Hashem hu anosenecha koyach la'asa sachayla, that Hashem gives you all the strength to do what you need to. And he goes on to say, in a similar vein, it'll come to pass, you'll forget Hashem and stray after other gods and bow down to them. And at such point, you will be destroyed like the nations before you were too. Moshe calls out to them and tells them they are going across the Jordan River to fight nations who are going to be much mightier than they are. But Hashem will lead the way by destroying them. He is an Esh Achla. Hashem is a consuming fire who will destroy those nations for us, lest we are concerned. So a few basic points to ponder. Point number one is, how does this forgetting of Hashem work? What's happening? What's the logic here? So the Oznaim LaTorah quotes the Yerushalmi Chagig in the first Perek in Halacha Zion, where Hashem says, Halavai Oisi Shachachu, that Hashem says, were it to be that the people of Israel, it would be better if they were to forget me, says God, but remember my Torah, because if they remember my Torah, they'll come back to me. And what's the danger in this pasuk over here is not only they're forgetting Hashem, but they're also forgetting the Torah. If you miss the mission statement, there's nothing to hold on to. The Netziv actually points out that if you look at the words at the beginning of this Aliyah, it is the mirror opposite of the end of the previous Aliyah. Our Aliyah says, Pentochal v'savata, lest you eat and be satiated, uvatim tovim tivnev v'yashavtan, you build big houses and you settle down. That's the direct reflection of v'achalta v'savata. At the end of the last Aliyah, you'll eat and you'll be satisfied, uveirachta es Hashem alakechal, aritzatov Hashem asanach, on the good land Hashem gave to you. The danger is, what happens when you're satiated? Do you pivot that to a blessing, or do you pivot that to settling down complacently and becoming strong-hearted and looking at your own power? That's the critical test, is what word do you put after v'achalta v'savata? What happens when you're satisfied? That's the great test itself. Now, Moshe, in this Aliyah, Moshe actually warns Israel not to forget Hashem twice, once in Pasuk Yud Aleph at the beginning of Aliyah, and once in Pasuk Yud Tes towards the middle. Why is this so? So the Netziv goes on to explain, the first time is rectified by remembering that Hashem gives us strength to do everything we do. We have the wherewithal from Him. But the danger of that is that even if when you recognize that, you could say, well, Hashem's gone fishing. After that, He gave us the strength, but then He left us to our own institutions. We're going to do everything we need to by ourselves. Therefore, the second part of the Aliyah is don't forget, not only is Hashem giving you the strength too, to do everything you need to do, but He's constantly here. He's constantly making you succeed, which is the second part of the Aliyah. We need to realize Hashem does give us the strength, but we also need to realize Hashem is constantly here and as well has not left us to our own devices. That's what the two parts of this Aliyah are about, says the Netziv. Now, how is it that we relate to our own strengths? Meaning to say, are looking at our own strengths as entities, is that a good thing or a bad thing? So on the one hand, you may say, well, we always quote this pasuk and this aliyah in a negative sense. Whenever we say, it is my strength that did for me all of this goodness, all that I achieved, we usually see it as a negative thing. Not necessarily, because the next pasuk says, no. It's not about saying I don't have any strength. It's about realizing that that strength that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you is what in fact is the strength that you have to do everything you're able to do. The science, the medical precision, all the things that you're able to develop in this world, military excellence, those are all grand things, but they come from Hashem. Sometimes people like to think of miracles only coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's a natural thing, the clouds open up, the earth splits, things where you see natural experiences. What Hashem is saying is that I can be seen even in the success, and specifically, particularly in the success of humans. He is the one who's behind all that potential, behind all that success. In fact, the way that Rabbeinu Bechaya words it is, what's the mistake that people will make here, is they will say that it's really my mazal, my star sign, my zodiac. It's all, you know, what we'll call all the inbuilt things that you're born with. Your economic situation, your emotional quotient, your intelligent quotient, your character, all these things are what make you who you are. Well, says Rabbeinu Chaya, but you need to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above all of that. In the words of Rav Soloveitchik, spiritual achievements are attributed to man, whereas military achievements are attributed to God. So it's important to realize that it's not that we're diminishing human achievement, but it's we're contextualizing human achievement. And that's the way to understand this aliyah. With this, we close. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.